Crossway presents A Praying Church, Becoming a People of Hope in a Discouraging World, by Paul E. Miller, foreword by Dane C. Ortland, read by Marcus Jackman. To Bob Allams, a Barnabas, whose gentle leadership and kind laughter have been catalysts for a million prayer stories. And to faithful friends in Polk County, Florida, whose generosity made this book possible. Foreword. The battle to pray is not mainly a battle against prayerlessness, but a battle against discouragement, cynicism, and unbelief. If this is true of our individual lives, and it is, including mine, how much more of the life of our local churches? This magnificent book is a winsome and utterly compelling rallying cry to step out of the smiling unbelief infecting and dampening our churches, where prayer is one dutiful activity among many. The wondrous alternative that Paul Miller gives us, according to Scripture, is to move prayer into the nuclear core of all we do, which is to say, to do church as if God is there. This book defies neat categorization. On the one hand, it takes us deep into the inner workings of Pauline theology and how the New Testament speaks of the Spirit and the dawning of the New Age in Christ's resurrection. On the other hand, this book is supremely earthy and practical, using real-life examples and stories of how prayer has worked and hasn't in the author's own life and ministry. A Praying Church is chock-full of deeply probing insights into what prayer is and how it sets aglow an entire church community. For example, what I pray over lasts, and what I don't pray over doesn't last. I've seen what happens when the Spirit of Jesus inhabits a community. Everything starts to sparkle. Paul never mentions the gift of prayer. Why? Because there is no gift of breathing. If you grasp the simplicity of prayer leads to Spirit, leads to Jesus, leads to wonder, then praying together won't be just another burden. It will be the activity that transforms all your burdens. Insights like these abound. Taking the book as a whole, however, here's the real genius of it. Paul Miller brings prayer into the messy reality of our actual lives, not the cleaned-up lives we're all walking around presenting to others, but the lives we're really living, with all their failures and discouragements and...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?